Brent Sess says he let his dog team down.
I've always had ambitious schedules and always wanted to run a race like this race, and we were able to do it.
But he stands by his decision to press the help button on his GPS spot tracker after he fell from his sled and smacked his head on some lake ice.
No race, no win, nothing is worth sacrificing the health and well-being of myself or the dogs. So, or the credibility of the race as well. I mean, you have to think about all that when you're out there.
The 34-year-old says he's recovering well, but he still has a raging headache and numbness in his hands. He says the accident has forced him to reflect on what he can do differently.
I definitely feel like I wore myself out to the point where I was falling asleep on the back of the sled and could not help it. And those are the things that I have to change.
Sass's race strategy has him blowing through most checkpoints on the Yukon Quest Trail. During this year's race, he didn't stop once in a checkpoint unless it was mandatory. Even though he admits he was not well rested, he says he does not support the addition of more mandatory downtime on the trail.
If we're scheduled to have to stop at the checkpoints, I can't run the race that I just ran. And the only reason that I was competing with Alan Moore and Hugh Neff is because I was on a completely different schedule and I was blowing through the checkpoints, and Alan and I were leapfrogging the whole way. And I think it's amazing for me, it's amazing for Alan, it's amazing for the fans, the spectators, and the sport. And so I don't think that by giving more mandatory rest, it helps anything. I think as mushers, we have to do better.
Sass plans to wear a helmet when he's mushing for the rest of his life, if it's comfortable and safe in sub-zero temperatures. He's still planning to run this year's Iditarod. That race is a little over 2 weeks away. On the Yukon Quest Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in CarMax.